Yes, sir. Case number 10799, Robert P. and Mary Ann Timko, east of Wilson Hill Road, north of Wygelia Drive, being lot D6 within Pine Bluff number 2 development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, sir.
Gentlemen, I have some visuals to start with. May I?
If you would pass them down, please.
My name is Chris Holman. I'm here representing Robert, Mary, and Timko. We're requesting a variance from the sideline setback requirement of 1.9 feet as the side and corner of the house encroach into this area. The lot is unique in that it is narrow, and the side yard lines actually move diagonally. In order for this house to have been built at the point it was built and continue straight back, it had to encroach into the setback area. The house was built by Grant Station, Inc., I presume, in 2004. A certificate of occupancy was issued. As the house is already built, it cannot be developed in strict conformity without a variance and without imposing undue hardship on the current owner. The variance is necessary because as it is currently built, it violates zoning code. The violation was not created by the applicant, but was created by the builder who sold it to a predecessor in title in 2004. The building has been located in its current location since 2004, and as such, the granting of the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of the adjacent properties, as there already is a house next door, and as you can see, there's quite a bit of distance between the houses still, even though there's a 1.9-foot encroachment. We're not aware of any complaints, either in the past or currently, so it does not appear to be a detriment to the public welfare or community, and we are requesting what we believe to be the least modification of zoning code to correct the violation. And a variance is necessary for the house to be in compliance with the zoning code. So therefore, we respectfully request a variance in this case.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe.
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
You have any questions?
No.
What about these permits for the sheds?
If the they'd never obtained a building permit for the shed and the two decks that are on the property, and the applicant must, or the property owner must, obtain a building permit for those following things.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
All right.
And they're allowed to be 5 feet?
Yeah.
As long as the shed is under 600 square feet, and as long as the decks are not covered.
That's correct. I will check
on
the client
and
get those settled.
Okay.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion we take case number 10,709 under advisement. Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McKee that we take case number 10,799 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
I'll call the office. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right.